God bless you, church. We thank the living God this morning for what we see in our midst.
Yeda onyango poti asefo nasi anopei ewo ni yehunu no woyentem.
And I would like to also thank my senior ministers for the honor done me.
Saoso na mepese meda masofo mpenifo yasi wo enimonyama odi asheme.
I think I might be the youngest among them, so for them to relinquish the pulpit to me to handle such an occasion speaks volumes.
Amen.
And more so to our pastor JC, he has had a tremendous impact in my life, both private and in the Christian journey.
Sanso na yensofo Jesse wanya ensunsunso kese pa wo mabrabo so e wo kokuo mu ene mi Christo som anamontuo mu so.
Amen.
Amen.
When I came to believe the message, he was the one who baptized me in 1995.
Abraham e ba me beje in Christ me di ye no ono ne yensofo a obo masu wo afi apem ahankro adiokro num num.
And then when the Lord blessed me, just as he has blessed Brother Enoch and Sister Sandra, he was the one who officiated the marriage right from the house to the church and everything.
Na sa so na ebra onyangupo shira me said e washira onua Enoch and enua ba Sandra ino na me ware no ono ne osofo a obedi I ware no hujuma nyina every fie e de ba sorry them.
Incidentally, when the Lord fell on me to lead the church too, he was the one together with Brother Afo to come and supervise the election of me as a minister of the church.
Na ebra entontono ebebo me se me ena memra me di jache asafo animu no eye ono ene onsofo Afo ene ba e ba beta machi ebetu me se urade nsa se mini asafo nanim.
Amen.
Amen.
And it looks like as if he knows what he has invested in me, so that he has had so much confidence in me to lead today's service.
Na akoye se wonim ne wode ahyemi mu enu ti na ene wanya aresemu wo mi mu se me medi asumi anim.
Right from 1995, I started listening to him and Evangelist Afo on Otek FM.
Afia pem ahankro adiokru num na me se asese mi tie wono ne osempakafo Afo ewo Otek FM kasafidie
so. So I was his church member, not really sitting under his feet in the church room, but in the airwaves.
E wo mu se na meye na safumu asafoba nanso na me ni ne nan ase ne mom na ye framamu ana na me tie no.
So I think it is not by accident this morning for him to hand over the pulpit to me to lead the service.
Eti minim se enye sia na asie kwase ena no pen no wode asafui ana asumi ahyemensa se menye okanifo mfa urade asemra.
I still want to indulge him to pray for me even as I take this mantle this morning.
Makoswa masrene se onkoso mompa ye mame ebra mafasa ni ngusuyi ashe ena no pay.
And I also covet the prayers of all the other ministers and to you the congregation too.
Sanso na mesre asofo aka no so ho empaibo eni asafo ni nyina.
Amen.
Amen.
No, when I was holding a discussion with pastor relating to today's program, I told him if it is wedding, then I need to just prepare a short message for the day.
Ebra na me ne osofo edi nkomo ewo kokoa mu no me ka se eneye ayefushia enunti no misiesie enkransem tiawa bi na me de aba amasa ayefushia dey.
But he says, no, Isaac, it is Sunday, and for that matter the bride must also be fed, so don't just consider those doing wedding, but come and feed all the church.
Na okachue me said there be ene ye kwesiada etwa se ayefo no so ensa ka na duane enu nti e ma wadwene nko ayefo ayefo kunu ayefo yere ne nko aso ma awrade ayefo ni nyina aso ensa nka won chefa e wo ene hiamudi yase.
The implication is that this morning I have a dual work of saying something to encourage our young couples and also to feed the sheep of God so gathered here this morning.
Na ne ne me wo ene se me wo enkransem a me de brɛ wona wo ware fufuro yi ene onyankopɔn enwankuo ni nyina.
I pray to God that maybe within the task given to me must be finished.
Me bom pa ya Mr. Radi said don't hear back one idea and any more juma or the assemblano means me meaning you.
I therefore want to implore you that if it is not within the 1 hour, don't start any agitation. I beg you.
And unti Mr. say so don't hear back one or the mamma and so ya mammon shall see a moon me, Mr. Moa.
God bless you for being with me.
And Radin Shram was a matemasia
and understanding me.
Namas and Yamunti as you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shall we be on our feet as we take our scriptures to the book of Revelation, chapter 19, verse number 7 to the 9th
verse.
Revelation chapter 19, verse 7. So let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him.
Amen.
For the marriage of the Lamb is come.
Amen.
And his wife have made herself ready.
Edisem nguma eti edun kron yi monson. Eko si en kron. Muma yene ninye. Na ye niye husiye. Na ye shene ni monyam. Efuse, egama na yifushia nedu. Na ne yuri esyesiye ne hon.
And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of sins.
Na odin rapa a eho afita. Ah, and what ye emma no se umfra. Na and your upon on it, I want.
And he said unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, these are the true sayings of God.
Amen. In your own chrono. Now, okay, Trem, say, Tre, is running 1 hour, what's your one? A gamma no eye for a sea. Now, okay, Trem, say, Onyankopon asemu ye no kre ni. Onyankopon asemu a ye no kre ni. Amen.
Amen. Shall we bow as we talk to the author of what we have?
My yesi entrust bra ye kasa chre de o tro en sema ye kin kan ni trofo.
Dear Lord, we are most grateful unto you this morning for what you are doing in our midst, what you have done and what you even plan to do going forward.
Amen.
Thank you and bless your name so much. We pray, Lord Jesus, and commit this our meeting unto your hands, Lord.
Amen.
This portion of your word that has been read, we know and we are very sure it is of no private interpretation.
Yes, Lord.
We therefore want to rely on you, Holy Ghost. May you take absolute control, Father, based on this scripture and speak to the souls of your children.
Amen.
For in the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
May you please be seated.
My intimacy.
We thank the Lord so much once more. What has happened this morning is what I'm going to base, and then we admonish ourselves maybe within 1 hour. And so I've titled the message, The Presentation of the Bride to the Bridegroom.
And then can seminal matu a din say, so what day I frono asha I for cronensa.
It just happened here.
It's your house is here.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The presentation of the bride to the bridegroom.
Or day I frono asha I for cronensa.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, when pastor asks, who gave the hands of this damsel to this young man to marry? You see, we have a lot of men here. We have a lot of women here, but none of us was bold enough to stand, with the exception of one person.
Ebra also for Ebisa say, why ena disa ababa wey en masa blante awari ano? Emerema bebre eni awo demu ha. Nelson obi enti mi ansori. Oba akupe eno utimi sorry jina na
nice. That was the father of our sister Sandra.
Nasa oba akono oloni eni aba Sandra neja.
See, it is just a short ceremony relating to the whole thing that we are doing, but it carries a lot of spiritual impact.
Eye adie bia eye aditie bia eko so ewo jumedia ye di ni nei mu nanso honhom mu jumedia kase pa e na ase mu
handing over the bride unto the bridegroom.
So what did I for no answer? I for crown.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
A day is coming.
A day be
the Lord Jesus Christ has come to take a bride.
Yana ready Jesus Christ about the year I
for be. He married a certain church.
Wababa wale asafubi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just like this marriage that we are witnessing today.
As sir I for share ya
you know. Our brother Enoch had to look around. Come around everywhere, and he centered on just one lady.
Now I was saying, "Mi abayo ma inok." I just said, "Mienyi na, muananti mienyi na." I was just saying, "Yen muananti." And then you could see, "Ababa ababa kubiso."
You know the ordination of God, the ordination what God has foreordained.
It
comes in such a way that even in his own church, he couldn't get anyone. Because none has been ordained for her in his own church. It's a mystery. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Lord Jesus Christ
is ready
to be
my
bride. Hallelujah. Throughout the whole world.
Throughout
all his creation. He went into Roman. He went to Methodist.
He went to SDA.
He was unable to pick any bride from there.
Hallelujah.
But he centered on a certain lady.
Pure,
natural, undefiled. Hallelujah. Who has not contaminated herself with the
things
of the world.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord Jesus Christ settled on that woman. He settled on that bride. Abraham was taken out of his own race.
On the cross,
the blood came down.
Amen.
Now, this blood that the Lord Jesus Christ came to seek, he didn't go with her. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But he has an allotted time for which he will come and pick the bride.
Amen.
Amen. But remember, there is something on this woman that must be done.
That
bride that the Lord Jesus Christ has taken, the one that he has selected, the Mrs. Jesus Christ, there is something on her to be done. Yet the Lord has selected her. The Lord has called her. This woman has had favor before the Lord Jesus Christ. But there's still something to be done on earth. Hallelujah. Church, if you have been selected, if you are privileged to come and know this end time message, yes, you have been selected,
there
is something still to be done on you. Something necessary to be done on you. So that you become presentable for the bride, the Lord Jesus Christ, the bridegroom who has taken you.
I thought that I never said after I'm already Christ to Jesus, what you want to hear.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So we are considering at what point in time that the Lord Jesus Christ's bride will be presented unto him.
And we say, a bread potty beam, and now you're already Christ to Jesus, why you from what didn't back up,
you know, the Bible compares this physical marriage as we are witnessing to that of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that is going to marry the church. So as we read in Revelation chapter 19, hallelujah,
amen,
we witness an oncoming wedding event. And as it was recorded by John, you know, the wife of the Lord Jesus Christ was ready.
Senior Yohani Ezitro, you know, now in a ready Christo Yesu, are you from? Why a crab?
Arrayed with white garments.
Ah, no, what they and you're a part of SES here.
A real prototype of what we are seeing.
Ah, and it's said, you're wounding to see.
Just as our sister Sandra is sporting now.
Senior Yenya Basil,
white.
And you're a prophet.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And according to the scripture,
the Senior Joy
is the word of God that was had been clothing that woman. So it is the word of God that was the woman was wearing, for which reason he saw her to be white, pure white.
Sene Bible no maya ti ase no na ye onyangopon asem ena na oba no e di asiesie no ho e no na na ye hunu se anwura profita anese no.
So if you have been married,
I know this is our world.
Christ has accepted you as a wife.
So Christ, so yes, what you want to
say? Something for you to prepare.
To prepare you.
It is the word of God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
It is the word of God. That is going to prepare you.
Amen.
Now remember,
Yankai,
if the Lord Jesus Christ compares his marriage to the church, to our physical one,
say an already Christo Yesu edene awaria awaware na safo no edeto to ho nam from awaria yi
wa. Then we can say that the physical marriage that we see today is a kind of dress rehearsal.
And ya na ye betimi aka say ho nam from awaria aye hunu nsesie yi no eye de eba no enseso.
Whoever fails in his or her marriage can never pass in that spiritual one, as we have read from Revelation 19.
Said ya can care free at this one 18 cream no when I'm from our way you want me and why would ye yes and you walk on paper no and yeah there's a woman would you know bet me a Ryan no
the physical one that you can see the woman
when I'm from the out me
interact with her
which mean in a casano.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If something is going up wrong, you can tell the partner. If you fail, then the spiritual one that there's no standing place for you.
Ubet se bibi e touch ma e wo honam from aware enu a ubet me aka che wo hoka for no say se ye di hwam e wo honam from aware mu dia ene ye hohom mu dia no ye ntimi ko wuram.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So we ask, are you failing or passing, especially those who are married? Are you failing or passing in your marriage?
It is asem bi say eye ye ne aya ware no yasem bi sa.
Amen.
Ye di hwam e wo ya ware mu ana se ye di kuni ma wa ware enu.
Now preparation for a successful marriage does not start overnight. No.
Mama ya kai se, I won see se a ewura aware a edimu mu no, en chance ya ebretia bi mu.
As we see the couples here,
said ye hu aware for you no.
Enoch might have planned, prepared for years and years over, knowing that this day will come.
Onu abama Enoch ayan seseye esiesie no ho emfie mu a etwe mu a wonim se enade ye ba bedru.
The same thing applies to our sister Sandra.
Sabe pepe ni onu Sandra from
so. They have been waking up just this morning to find themselves in this way. No.
Enya no pe wo da sori ya no ba betena ha so obeware.
Amen.
Amen.
If you see today's ceremony to be successful, it is based on the activity that they have done some years or some months. That is what is culminating in what we are witnessing today.
So hunu ene dwuma die se ekoyia ene ene ni nyina ne se efie bi etwem mo so mi bi a etwem no enhyehye ene ahosiesie a wosiesie no eno na ba beda di ama hunu ne ehu.
So the success of their marriage is not starting today.
Eti wa awarie no enkunum die a ewo mo no anya ne ne sasie.
Let's apply it to the church of God.
Mama ye fan to onyankopon asa.
Christ is coming to marry the church.
Christo ever the warrior
has already married them.
Now our warrior and poor.
The success of the church is not going to be an overnight.
Sir, as I've been calling you, no, Emma may see a better year.
Now it takes gradual preparation of this church.
Aye, I will see a year. Be a young kakranga class. I've suffered no.
And
this year, no.
The task for preparing the bride has been given to a certain selected godly people.
Now, sir,
you may dear.
I've no. Na sosie sie no djuma die no wo dia se enipa bia wo yi wona si wonsa.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
One start right from your home.
Esasie e di fifie.
Ba kusasie firi wo fie.
Amen.
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 For the church to be successful.
Se asafuno ebeti ya di kuni
mo. You don't wake up from your home. Huh? That troublous home. Huh? That unforgiving home. That home that has been turned to a war zone. You don't get up from there and come here and expect miracles from ministers. It doesn't work that way.
Amen. Sasa funo baye kunim dia safoa. Esasie firi yena fie mu. Efia entokwawo mu, efia bonifate enimo, efia ebo enimo no. Sa efie no, wotimi fantoto yena radi Christo Yesu. Na ye fro no a wo siesie no, ni fie ho.
Kuntumi en firi sa efie num. Ematina akosi ada no passe. And she sends an influence of war.
Amen.
And she said, Bibi Abacoso.
Amen.
And to be Koso Ye. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The success of the church start right from your home.
Sa asafoni ni kudi ebdieno. E sa se di free.
They are going to build their home.
Omo babes sifie.
So we need to tell them some things that happen within the home that also affects the church of God.
I was saying you can't send me a Koso Ewa Efie anymore. Etia onyankopo asafono.
So if within your home, you have the family altar intact.
It will fear mono. Wo yen and woman na your friend family altar.
Abusia for the butchia.
Abusia for the butchia. Every morning.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The family will have to gather.
I was saying Abusia ni siya mo.
And then fear unto their God.
Na ya bom pa ya
ti na. The sovereign grace of God into your family.
Fear for their children.
Na
ya bom pa ya di maya ma.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then fear for their husband.
Na ya bom pa ya maya
ku. And the husband praying for the wife.
Na ya ku si bom pa ya ma.
If you have such a family.
Yes, I was saying Abusia ya.
That's like an ice block.
To say a block.
Until you have to pick it from the fridge.
And
you put it down. You cannot drink it.
That's how the two are not to
hallelujah. You put it down for it to thaw.
Now the two are going to
hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. How many hours are you spending here?
Don't really saying and a benanian son what you know.
It's a wood bush here. My yet to say ice block.
So you and your family like an ice block. If you come in the midst of the church, and so how many hours do you spend here? It can happen that at the end of the service, the ice block is still to met.
How are you keeping your home?
Saying
the success of the church.
Depends
right from your home. What is your
fear? So,
hallelujah.
Amen.
If your home is hot,
so fear Asia.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You respect God there. You respect God there.
And then I will show you who born him of
you. So who born of Fidiano?
So who born?
No, who conclude to me that you are of Fidiano?
The power of the Holy Spirit has affected your family.
You are conclude to nothing.
The fire of the Holy Spirit has already come with you.
You just need a quickening message like this for you to get lighted up.
Yeah, we hear. They say, "Ubenya and Kansema, this is a big Kenya war. Now we are not there."
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So part of the success of the church,
it is a phone call in the NFB.
It depends on your home.
It is now fear.
Amen.
Amen.
So it takes a home that has been so prepared and nurtured. To keep the virginity of our young ones and be able to confidently present unto a man like this. Presentation of the bride to the bridegroom.
So the bride
has already been trained back in the home.
And
before he is presented. Now once it is presented, the father's work is over.
Amen.
Amen. The family, once you get here, Your work is over. The family's head work is over. And it is left with another agent of God who is supposed to prepare the bride so that the bride can be presentable to the husband.
And
that is the pastor of the church. So it becomes his duty to prepare the bride. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Prepare the bride. Smoothing the rough edges. Choosing the message to take away all the errors blemishes and weaknesses out of the body. And in doing so, is getting ready a bride that is so adorned for the husband.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Now let me refer you to 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
Seeing the task that is before us,
seeing the task of this second person.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 2.
Runtu fo ngoma etosu mienu. Etidu ba kwanyimu mienu no.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, listen to what Paul, who was also a shepherd, was saying about
ngoma entie Paul ano so ye ohwefo.
Now Paul says, verse number 2 says, for I am jealous over you with a godly jealousy.
When in your small for Paul, a kafa, I fra no CC no no home. Or say, Naninkuna, Machino Mohono, Machino, Onyanko Paul Muninkuno.
It is Paul speaking, oh,
and your small for Paul,
preparing the church as a bride unto Christ.
Oh, yes, as Afonosa, I a fro, and the Akoma Christo.
And he says, I am jealous, a godly jealous of you, the church.
Or say, more as Afono, a Yanko Paul Muninkuno, and I'm a Chenomo.
Jealous about you. Any serious minister,
or so for an hour, so for
every ordained minister,
when you go on so for
you, you know, jealous about the congregation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's jealous about the congregation. So my concern as to what food is given to the church.
Now,
let us compare to these newly couples. I'm telling you, if somebody is jealous within our midst now, that person can never be more jealous than our brother, you know.
Make a prefer say, so be away in terms and see ya, watching in Kruye pa, Edmino Nipabia, so near Berma.
This is a new grand one. It doesn't touch water. Dry, that has been prepared for her. If he is not jealous about this bride, then he hasn't gotten any business marrying in the first place. In the minister is not jealous about the church. He hasn't got any reason to stand on the pulpit in the first place. He hasn't got any reason to stand on the pulpit in the first place. So sometimes the congregation do not understand the ministers. They are jealous.
Amen. I thought that Iana Yen as a formana Yanti or so for Nassi, and Nkuru, and I'm watching where you
are. Rah Enoch will not sit down for any other person to come and be fondling around this sister, be kissing here and there, touching where he's not supposed to be touching, and Enoch will be sitting down there happy and laughing. Will it happen? No.
Yen ya berma ino kwant na ho ensre eman aninye. Wa bro berma foforo ebe baso ba baso so. Na yefo yiri mu ekwa money so ene bia oni ho kwase odin sako. Kwant na si eman aninye.
If he takes him to fight, he will fight with you, that person.
Tempo ayeko na waso wadi onipa no kwa wane ne beko.
Why you are getting into a territory that you are not mandated to do that?
Adentia, wo bo wura ba bia oni wa kwanya se wo bo wura.
Now understand me. I am feeding two sides.
And you have been
in the church and also saying something about the couples.
Make us suffer our roof was up and so make us suffer
a radiation. Now, if a minister is serious,
say, or suffer me, and you'll be an any of
you wouldn't allow the congregation to be flattened around. No,
oh, master for man of coins or monantic go baby Biala or pet.
Today he's here, the next day he's here, the next morning he's here. No minister is going to pamper you for that.
Amen. And yet they were waha, it's now waha, and yet you want them, or suffer be in your budget, so said this.
Why? This lady has been espoused unto Enoch alone.
Adentia, if he says,
and when you read the scripture, Paul said that I have espoused you unto one man.
So okay, can I say you are called to follow me? Edika etosu mienu etidu bako enyimu mienu na ekona. Oswa for Paul say me jemo awariye ediama operima bako.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now follow the reading. For I am jealous over you with a godly jealousy.
Amen.
Go on.
Amen.
Now he's giving reason why he's jealous. He says, for I have espoused you to one husband.
But I enti a watch is an incruno and a ochimu say, Majemo awariye say a baba wa a finka no na medewo a koma or barema bako a oni Christu.
Maybe I saw what no command memo do I say. Bako.
How many men is he going to
handle? He's
going
so
to
right from the beginning. When Paul was sweating, when Paul was working, he
had it
at the back of his mind.
And
he's taking a bride who is not defiled, who is not dirty, unto one man. It is not unto Trinity, it's not unto God the Father, not unto God the Son, not unto God the Holy Ghost, but unto one man. And at the end of the day, he has named that man. That man is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Na ni ni na vya yano abosa abalima bakuna. Oni ni yana bradi Yesu Kristo ni di.
And so,
listen to.
If this assembly,
the sons of we,
has a bride here,
see why you phobia her.
Who wants to flirt with Trinity?
Ah, opesa wano di oni enchajenta san ekonya chaka.
Hallelujah! It is the duty of the minister to bring you to order. You are supposed to just one man.
Sir, obey my backbone. No, you are man. Eti yaya osofu ono na said ye. Sir, odi obo baba si kwa imu.
Amen.
Amen.
Not two.
Enyami enu.
Not three.
Enyami ensa.
It is just one man. And the scripture has blessed us to give us the name, and that name is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Na trust emu ensi sa edi no swa chaya ense. Edi no ni ena radi Jesus Christ.
But Paul has a fear. Just as all the ministers will have fears. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, he's not protecting you. Stay here, so that he gets anything. But so that you don't go and be fed with poison.
One more home mindset in a hat and I said, one Sabbath can be before Phobia. Never more poor home mindset in a hat. Sabbath and I won't call a Montezo. Now go go hoofy.
Aha. One more come over a hoot through.
Amen.
Who go hoofy crowd, you are saying, your baby daddy. Or maybe you don't cool.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, but I fear. Brother, just interpret it straight like that. I fear.
What's saying? That's to me, slow.
Paul Nakano.
Or small Paul is speaking.
Paul was afraid.
Paul, no, but
who? Why won't I be afraid?
I didn't any question.
Why won't any other minister be afraid?
I didn't also forget.
He was afraid for the lives of the sheep.
Well, Paul, who ever in your name?
He was afraid for the safety of the sheep.
Or Paul in your name?
Paul said, but I am afraid.
Or small for Paul said, now to me, but who?
That is why he is guiding with godly jealousy.
Enoch
will be so much afraid to allow the woman, her sister Sandra, to be messing up with other men that he cannot guarantee. No!
Yenuabama Enoch, Ebebohu, say Obama Yenuaba Sandra, Okwine, say Odin Obako for it, and Barima for Biaraka.
Now, this stems from a past fear. Please, we can follow the same.
Okay.
But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety.
Yanyi mumi ensano. Nansu misro se ebia. Sedye, owono dada. Owono dine nitiye. Ebe dada hawano.
Amen.
Amen.
So your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
Sarah and so Anna obese mo adwene every Christo from ahofama no ho.
Amen.
Amen.
That simplicity.
Sarah ahofama.
You know, God in simplicity.
Onyankopon a oye na dwuma
osimam. God is not that pompous.
Enye ahoma so
pompous. No, no, no. Amen.
Amen.
God is simple.
Onyankopon di dwuma sima.
Gentle Jesus, meek and mild.
Wasi, wo ye wo jo na wo bren ho ase.
Lord in simplicity.
When
you
go
for this simplicity of a message that you have believed, I am afraid that if God is not again, just as the devil tricked it to give everything out, so the devil is going to do unto you.
And
you
see, Osman for Paul say, Sir, and Cransem Simei, ah, my dear Dino, Miss Rose, Semanche, ya, Senya, or Wanoko Dada, Eve, now Oto, Emrano, Sazo, and Oba Dada, more as same margin, after San Cransem.
And all godly men of God must be afraid.
San, I was there on Yanko Pong, Kua, ah, what you want in answer, Ebo.
And so if the minister sees you not getting too much fairer, he has every right to question you. This is not your compression. Why are you getting fairer like that?
And you say also for be who now fed your wow ye be in a war Danny Brunia. Wawa Konya Biasa Obisa say, I didn't have fed your woo bruni, yes, and I know.
This is that your skirt is coming up above the knee. The minister, the deacon, had a godly right to ask you, why are you taking this power, sister?
And it is who on your bar. Now, Fadi, I was a cat, no, a frobasro, a frobasroa, or Wakanya say, Obisa say, on your bar, identity, and I want that, sir, is Fiadi.
If you see your hair not in conformity with the real believers, the local believers, the old time religious believers,
hey,
if you see that you are deviating, it is the responsible. Just imagine that we have tagged you as an honorable.
What a say, what fro will be our own in Munyanfo.
But oh, honorable Ben, I got to say, a quiet day in Muya, a Sunday, or did not know what you so good. Honorable Bea. Honorable Bea.
No one.
Honorable Ben, why you didn't hear a quang? I'm in a near high, I want a few. Honorable Bea. Honorable Ben, woman, I know so. What I saw back up on the year, Hono. And one on a kumna yere forever. A kumokuru forever. One abobeya. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you precious before God?
What's some bo when you go point him?
Now listen. Since thou was precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee.
Na me and a madro won't see. Missy Subim. Now what's some bo many so? When him abenyam, na me na mado wunti.
Ya kwa ni mwenyam fuwa, ya di obrenu huwa se, etre nyankupo hu, asemu.
If you say someone is an honorable,
yeah,
it is the one who humble him or herself and sit under the feet of the word
not
of God.
Not just in parliament.
Enye wana awom na sebe gemunu.
If we are looking for an honorable lady, Sister Sandra, we are talking about somebody, a woman, who humbles herself under her husband, just as the Bible prescribes.
Say, Kasafa, Emma, Omiya, Emma, and Monyamfua, and Yanika, Oba, or Brand, who wants the Essien crew, Asia, Sadia Toronto Essien.
Are we talking about an honorable gentleman? He is the one who loves the wife.
Naya, Kasafa, Oberma, Oyo, and Monyamfua, Onone, Oberma, or Donnery.
And the one who is able to exhibit this attitude of honorable. The Lord God, according to the scriptures, says that he is going to, when it is time for you to die, he is going to exchange the life of some people for you. Because you are precious before God. You are honorable.
So, BBSC,
na etwa se enkasa nipa no ewua enam se osombo
amen
ewa urade animo nti
amen
enam se se nipa no na nim abanyam ewa tiasefo yakopon nim ti waso wa de akira foforo enkwa ebesesa wo de
amen
ba so so di trese me yachi a wan kasikasem bia wom
amen
nti ja no nti wo ye na wo de achire no to jasika na wutuatua no ba bi basabasa no jai
amen.
It is not going to inure to your benefit.
Hallelujah. Amen.
The best healthcare that you can talk about, the best insurance that you can talk about, it resides not in any insurance company, not in any hospital, but right in the word of God.
And
say, new hospital be answered.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it is not how much your money can afford. Amen.
Amen.
But it resides in the word of God. If it resides in the word of God, and then it comes to even the last minute for you to die, I will prefer to come and die where God has prescribed for me to die. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't forget, it is the minister that will present the bride, just as our sister's father presented the sister to Enoch. Now Enoch is standing just as the Lord Jesus Christ. That is why Ephesians chapter 5 enjoins him to love the wife just as Christ loved the church. How did Christ love the church? He died for the church.
Am I a renfi? Say or so for no and a day I from no air quakoma I for cruno. Send ye and a radi Christo yes to add to two or small for Paul added to him Christo Fomo Awaria and answer our if we share a de Christo I from any Christo in Termino.
Hallelujah.
Or small for an hour some forno and a day I from air quakoma I for cruna one only Christo.
Amen.
Amen.
It's yet lesser. Now yes, or should ya Enoch. Hey, did I was a Christo yesu? Anna, are you free? What's this in a camera coming and you're a fit day? It's no massa for no. It's Papa Noah, Obejina, Eddie Obey, Esabeman in Samno. Ay, so far.
Amen. Then it means that Brother Enoch is representing Jesus Christ. Sister Sandra is representing the church. And the father who handles Sister Sandra to Brother Enoch is the pastor or the minister.
Now, what you say? Enoch call Papa Nifino and what Danny is buying. One ibia dia kabaya papa mame ani abusuafo ne de se omo de omo ba no e se nsa sa na so de su ben dia anya papa na pastor will not feel proud to present you as a chief virgin unto the Lord Jesus Christ.
Sarah send your abare ma kwade su ben fin oni abare ma ino ke de su ben fi bia dia kyam brother Osu empese wade ne baba be manu sa na osu da osu fi bia dia osofo osu empese wado be kwa koma Christo sa ayefra e fi bia ne ne.
In other words, the minister is accountable to your life.
And ya dia etro say osofo no ene be bu wo nkwa ho akonta.
Enti osofo nya me bra mame. Meme na menya ma bra bo. Ena me bo no. What?
So you are wrong to say that the minister should leave your hand, your life into your own life.
Ogunu believer.
Have you ever seen a believer saying, I own myself? How can you own yourself? If you sleep today, can you wake up in the next morning?
It took the sovereign grace of God to give you life this morning.
Amen. And you want to die, I'm sorry. I don't know. So I went a radimono and a mouth to sorry. I don't pay.
Pity no boy, you know. Nanchia ne pamino and yasam katua. Nanchia ne dinatiano and yasam katua.
Amen.
No, that the woman be a crono. What son in sa about my baba? Sorry. Baba coming home. I said, I'm a boy, pity sorry. Oh, my love, no, boy, yo. And a mamma, sorry. Young Falam Krona Kosi Konfanoti. Ah, Omo Machineho. Young Pet, the Anitono, Ekaka, to say information for Hono. Now, one year, but this year, I'm sorry.
Amen.
You children of God, take the grace of God for granted.
Now, so ye, O Yankupo Mano, ye fa O Yankupo Adomo Sarabiera.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 He says, obey them that have rule over you. And submit yourself for their watch for your soul as that they must account. Give account.
I'm reading from Hebrews chapter
13, verse number 17. He's talking about the ministers.
Oh, Kasafa, I saw for no home. I will hear before Matidumi and San, and you move a do so.
It means you are a minister in your home.
I trust that what you are so for ever.
I refer to Brother Enoch. He's a minister in the marital home.
It's your Casafa when you are Enoch. Who said what you are so for? I want to fear him.
So, you know, Abraham said, If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you are not a candidate to marry.
And you now you obi awo sefata se oware.
If you are not filled with the Holy Ghost,
sa onkokro no se o ma.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, Christ didn't have the Holy Ghost in measures. No, he had the fullness of the Holy Ghost.
Christ Jesus di ananya onkokro ne febi enana se ne ma. Onkokro no mu ani nyina anana se ne ma.
That is why you could tolerate your nonsense and my nonsense and those waywardness that we have been living in the church.
And unti and what me so me me kwasi asem any wo wo de so any abrabobonia ye danadi awa safunu nyina mu so.
And so in the home, the head of the family, the husband, the pastor of the family must also have a certain amount of the Holy Ghost to entertain the church, not the woman.
And unti and a fear mono or barema or only a three a and answer or so far or fear mono. I was someone who knew him, concurrent to Jabby, Sabayana is a Huna Ecos or Bushan Munyano, who bet me as so so could do baby.
The chaos in your home, man, is that you don't have the Holy Ghost.
Saka saka, a woman fears or barema in an answer. On concurrent, Selma.
If it is there,
Sawawa,
you'll be able to put up whatever behavior that happens. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You see, the reason is that the church, that church will have to see certain traits in the leader before they can submit.
Yeah, Etienne said, I was there as a phono. Sa asafono omutimi hu suban subi a ewo okonifo ni mu ansa no matimi abrom ho ase ahye nase.
Amen. When a man has an intimate relationship with God,
say onipa bi ani onyankopon ewo etwaka,
when that minister, when that husband has an intimate relationship with God,
sa obarema okunu no anase osomfo no woni onyankopon ewo ayankofa mu ode
a, if he has regard of God in his heart, if that person depends on God for his wisdom and strength, it is that person that has authority of God in him. And it is that authority that women submit to. We are so for, our Abusianum, we are Busianity. Now, Munya and Copawa, Usranya and Copawa, Yan Copa Sam and Yashe, our Akumemua. We need to me be a wasa Obano, a brand who I say, as I see
it. If you are a man, or if you are the minister of the family and you don't have any regard for the word of God, the church, which is the woman, does not have to humble themselves under you.
Amen.
Amen.
But if you find such a man, if you find such a minister, the church have no option than to humble themselves, humble herself under her head, because she has admitted that she hasn't got a head.
Any na asafono omuni dwumadie bia so mba brom ho ase ahye na se if say omadie atumu se ono ene oyɛ wonti.
Amen.
Amen.
So if you have such a person in the family,
say wonya woni ba bia ɔte se wa abusua ni mu a,
the love aura revolves round that person.
Any na ɔdɔ etwa saa onipa no ho hia,
ɔdɔ ho mframa no, ɔdɔ ho hia no, etwa saa bɛma no ho hia.
Amen.
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 And because love covers all sins,
the son said,
you cannot impute sin in such a family. It's not that you cannot find sin in them. It's not that they will make mistakes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the love of God, the love of God,
when you go for door,
revolves around that person. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now listen to this statement that Abraham made.
My tears has some audi for a kind.
Maybe after we have digested this one, we will close.
Amen.
Now I'm reading from Christ, the mystery of God revealed.
Odi for a kind some awatu di Christo awo yo onyango po hinta some adai di no emoni ekin kai free.
He says, love one another, everything above everything. Brother Enoch, Sister Sandra, this is an order, commandment, from the Lord God unto you.
Onu abarima ni Enoch ni onu abarima Sandra. Wei ya ashadia ifri wo nyankopon ho e ba wo.
And because they are small church, the larger church, it is also unto us. Love one another above everything.
Esanza omone asafukumani nti asafukese na aka ni nyina asashadie so eye ndia ye nodo ye ho ye ho ensre ade nyina.
Love one another.
Asafo ye nodo ye ho ye ho.
Love one another.
Ye nodo ye ho ye ho.
Love one another.
Ye nodo ye ho ye ho.
Love should be above all things.
Na wose ye do manu kontra ade nyina.
It should be above financial status of the person.
I was saying you don't extra baby any point is some echo drawing.
You must obey genetida, Uber Shemino, and Nipaba could be a said in Sika Sam Tiano, Crophobe Brennan in Yayo.
Because of someone's
regardless of the best, love one another above all things.
Mama yano do ya wo ya wo emfa ho ni said ya nipa no ni sika sem anane bobretie en cross ne ade nyina.
Maybe because of the person's tribe.
Ebia ebusiaku a nipa ni free monti ana kasaku a
ofu. Because of what the work that the person does.
Ebia ejuma a onipa ni yenti.
You will see within the church.
Obo ho no asafo no mu.
They are isolated.
Na fi omati omo ho afre no ho.
You are not a believer of this end time message.
Ani ana onya wie ye bremu kansam ni mujidi ni.
It's all conditional love.
Eya oga, wudi mi mo kwan bia to ho.
Debra Enoch. It is not when Sister Sandra respected you that you will love her.
Onu abarima Enoch.
When and she insults you, onu abarima Sandra.
Anfa bua ma wo na wo se wodo no. Eya bra anfa bua ma wo mpo no. Sabra na wo se wodo no.
When she doesn't take your orders, love the her the more.
So when you won say yesu mpo a, koso adon.
Even when you are disappointed in her and she disappointed in you, the order is that love one another above all things.
Ashadi awoho edima mona se ebra mo ankasa mo ho mo ho madi mo ho nhwammpo no sabro na na wosa mokoso amodo mo ho e ma no broso.
Church, love one another.
Asafo mo no do mo ho.
Now listen.
Afeye ntie.
See, no matter what the devil tries to say, hallelujah,
amen.
You are all one great, big, sweet group. You are one family now. The prophet described it as sweet. Let that be as sweet as honey to you.
Mama,
let the message be as sweet as honey to you.
As have mama ya man Christ and yet that is a word.
Enjoy one another as sweet as honey.
Yama ya ninye ya wo ya wo say a war.
Prefer one another to yourself.
Yampa avufu mpo ensiri ya ni akasa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Now listen. It says, no matter what the devil does, you are all one great, big, sweet group now. You are a couple now. But remember, Abraham said, remember my warning. Christ, the mystery of God revealed. Paragraph number 80.
Odifone Christ ma watu din Christo ni onyankopo ahintasma adaadie no katafa dio wotwe.
Abraham said, but remember my warning. See? Satan won't let that stay that way for so long a time. No, sir. Pastor,
we
are
Pastor,
but this is a warning to you.
So,
now we see it to be sweet.
Sweet.
Blossoming. So fine.
Everybody's
heart is behind you.
But
it says, it is not going to stay like that. No, sir. He says, Satan won't let that stay.
No, sir.
He will shoot everything. If he has to bring somebody in to make that one get the target.
The
it could be your best friend.
Bet me I were down for pa.
Sister, it could be your best friend.
Onyas ba Sandra,
this
man
is coming from the prophet of the age.
He
says he will call somebody to come in there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But remember, you have the keys to the door.
More and more safwa
against those enemies.
Ah, money be bie na matra se dia tia sa obone for oba montem.
The same thing applies to the church. Oh,
so na kwa masafo no.
Church, listen.
Asafo ye tie.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you take a look back at the olden days, it was marvelous. Me, that was 95. But when you see that agape love, that real love, that unconditional love, that unhypocritical love, it was so marvelous. What about today?
Yamu ya kwa ya ni nkwashe ebrebia echwam titi mreni muho. Na ya wadaa, na ya odoma pa. Odoa na nsise ye biara ni ho. Odoa na nantinchicha ene mpapa mu biara eni mu. Na nsu yeche ene, sana tia wa yentamana.
Maybe this prophecy of the prophet has been fulfilled in the church.
Ebia na odifu anu komse ya wasu ye yeno asema ewa safi.
It has been fulfilled in the homes, the marriage of a lot of people here.
Some come say, "Asema, our for FFM."
Your marriages are dying because they have allowed a third person there.
Our real whole raw and the air war every time. Oh, mama, crying. Emma, only power toss me and son. I've been raw on them.
I say, he will bring some critic or unbeliever in and set him down.
Or say, what the onion ye ni be anas and can ye be about that son on them.
That is why you need to be cautious. We are three kinds of believers here. And per this statement, the devil himself will bring somebody in our midst. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He didn't describe to us the nature of that person. He could be an ordinary church member. He could also be a deacon. He could be a minister. He could be a trustee. Maybe the treasurer. Maybe it is emanating from the Sunday school camp. We don't know where it is coming from. But you are forewarned. You are warned as a believer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says they will come. Now listen. He will bring a critic. Or unbeliever. And set him down. And cause him to fellowship with you. You see, it is the enemy within. Because the enemy within is powerless. If the enemy without is powerless, if the enemy within doesn't help. So you will cause him to come and sit down. Amen.
Amen.
And fellowship with you. Under the quietness and everything. Then he will shoot.
Eno.
He will shoot that guy.
And
with some with some kind of poison stuff. And he will start through the church. With that. Amen.
Amen.
He will shoot it in the marriage.
About what
and then he will start with that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember,
Kai,
that person has been shot with poison. Whoever therefore decides to associate with that poison, that person is also going for the poison. Then they do here. When they are coming, they don't come. In anything good, they come with poison.
Say omo ba, omo fa di pebia eneba. Omo di awudro eneba. So biye wa suna utiye
mo. Listen to just one testimony.
Utiye na dance ya ba kumpa.
Poison.
Eni anwa di awudro na kamo.
Sister, listen to one just testimony.
Onyamba utiye na dance ya ba kupempono. Awudro na awoje.
Church, listen to one testimony about the minister, about the deacons, about the orderliness of the church. You are poisoned.
Asafo, se wutie sa osonfo no sa ɔsɔfo no onipa foforɔ biara a wɔte sɛ saa onipa yi no wɔde awoduro na ɛma wɔ.
You are poison.
Wɔde awoduro na ɛma.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now listen, the prophet gave us the antidote.
Odifo no ɛde saa awoduro no ano emuaye ɛma.
So he said he will step through the church.
Ɔsɔ bɛsa sɛ afi asafo no mu.
With that poison.
Wɔde saa awoduro no bɛsa
sɛ. Now this is the antidote.
Wei ni ano awoduro.
Abraham said, "Don't you take side with it."
Odifo no sɛ mayɛ ne no ɛntwe mom.
Don't hear what
he's saying.
That demon has gotten to know the band of love that puts you together, and he's using the double scissors just to cut you asunder.
Sir, demon, you know, I will not do harm. At the time you are born, no, I don't know what name Satan. So ever say what is harm, no, what is it?
In just some few moments to come, Pastor is going to pronounce what God has put together. Let no man put asunder.
Abritia bi mo osofo beka egumo so say dia onyankopon aka bomu no e ma onipa biara entity.
If you will be able to listen to this,
say what me tie we here
and follow it well.
Na wo dia chire here.
Whoever says anything bad about Sister Sandra,
obi foforo bi obeka say money bi afo onua ba Sandra.
Whoever says anything bad, Sister Sandra Ababra Enoch,
obi foforo bi obeka say money afo onua Enoch ho.
Don't take sides.
Enko dis how onipa na chi.
Asafo
church,
I also say, oh,
and the same applies to you.
I can't tell our brother Jesse what be.
Oh, when he tells you that, you,
you
say,
are taking sides.
As for brother Jesse, he will surely do this.
You are taking sides.
Oh, no, no,
and there is a repercussion for that.
Now, if you say, be
hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Don't you take sides with it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't have anything to do with it. If anything else is in there, just let it stay. And you stay right loving your sweetheart. Enoch, continue to love your sweetheart. Sister Sandra, continue to love your sweetheart. Church, by now, you should know your sweetheart is the Lord Jesus Christ. Continue to love them.
As I for Sabre, I was saying, who know what door already Jesus Christ don't know what Koswara don't know.
Love him.
Koswara don't know.
In closing,
yadi bury you know.
Now that brother Enoch has taken custody of Sister Sandra as the wife, he has a big responsibility.
Sabre ya unyabema Enoch afa unyaba Sandra sene do yuri no wawa astedia esuye.
I could be a more friend at Conhoma. At the same time, I shall be meaning. What be so as you say, why so I come for you? Then I hear a Santa Fon said, I nominate a Conhoma. Nea, Nippy.
It is so difficult to give housekeeping.
Whatever Enoch has it or not.
So when you are in a car, whoa, so when you.
Sister Sandra will eat.
Or so when you are Sandra, Eddie.
So we have to put on presentable attire.
I was saying, "Wash out, Adia. I best see after."
So we have to wear something on foot that is presentable.
I was saying, "Wash out, Papa. I send after."
That's all. Genesis. Ansana. I would have did yasi fuo nyangu pono. Emma Adam yireno. Oma anejuma.
Before God gave Adam a wife,
Adam aye juma no.
God gave Adam a work. So if you are jobless, if you are lazy, you cannot get married.
Now wash upon you anything. Now Adam, why you didn't have to say?
Look at how difficult a goat is. Yet Adam was able to tie it down and name a goat.
Look at the elephant.
She was so nice.
It was a huge task for Adam. Adam had discharged all these duties conscientiously before God gave him wife.
When I go to church, who says I said yeah, what to Adam? So why you didn't answer one man here?
Of course,
when I go to church, who will
say Adam a here ba? Adam now said that Adam ain't yes, you're not yet to do it. It was wow. This is a bone of my bone. This is a flesh of my flesh.
as for this one, he came from me, so she will be called a woman because you are taken from me. Hallelujah.
Because God was all-knowing, and knowing that Adam was going to give a name to his wife, he gave him an experience to name all the creation. So after God brought Eve to Adam, when Adam set his eye on Eve, he said, "No cranie, when me kona mo honam, when me dompe mu dompe apa."
Where did your friend?
Oh,
when you are no?
This is a woman.
What you are not gay? I did not show man. She an
amen.
Oh, yeah, tabam and abroso. When you are bano, and you did not tell something, then permano. These are all the nonsense that are going on in this world.
We didn't question some of our cost to win.
Now, he is the husband, the husband now.
Oh, no, now, farewell, you couldn't.
Every care on this woman is on him.
Obey one said, yeah, you know, so
you are Mrs. Jesus Christ.
Momone,
as you sit there, you are Mrs. Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ has married you. The pastor has espoused you to the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus Christ has taken the responsibility. He has accepted you. He has embraced you. He has taken you from denomination. He has taken you from crooked family. He has taken you from the world. So this one, hallelujah.
Hey,
it is his responsibility.
And I said, yes, sir,
to cater for your needs.
So what? What this here doing now?
To give you work.
So what? What Juma?
To give you money.
Or what? Sika?
To clothe you.
So what?
To give you where you lay your head.
Or what? What baby?
If you are sick,
so what? Yaria.
It is the responsibility of your husband.
Christ,
to give you the healing.
So what? Yaria.
That's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Where ready? Yes,
he has changed. He's the same yesterday. The same today. I will be the same forever. He is for you. This morning, represent the great Jehovah, the healer of all healers, the commander of the universe, the anointed Lord Jesus Christ. I present you as a bride unto him.
Amen.
And the good news is that he has taken custody of you. He has taken custody of you.
What for?
Your burden now is his burden.
When he had you now, you
have any burden?
Oh, and here be an hour.
Take that burden.
For say he had
come before that God.
Now brass how
you
are
here. Let's
all bedroom anymore.
Leave it there.
Jai when he had any now.
Leave it there. Leave it there. Leave it there.
Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Breaks you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it.
Hallelujah.
Bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there.
God bless you. May be seated.
Ready, Shamu Bramo Tanasi.
Give God a big hand clapping of him.
Your fans and bookers here for me. Ready.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Beware of the third party intrusions.
Yenya sheye emfa onipa otoso miensa no so oba be ra yentem.
I believe Enoch and Sandra have considered the step they are just about to take.
Me jidi se onuabarima Enoch ni onuaba Sandra ahwe anamo a omoba betu no ye.
I believe they still are eager to do so.
Na me jidi se omo ni daso abre se omobewuram ara.
And if that is true,
they say you no cross adia.
I want him to bring her to the altar.
Any and I'm a shese or the nebba a for butchia yanim.
And stand right before me here.
Oma bejina or so for him tintin swore.